Welcome to Improv Vision,
a podcast where we combine our love for TV with our love of improv.
We're your hosts, Rich
and Carrie.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Welcome once again to the Improv Vision podcast.
Wow, very serene. Are we going to start some meditation now?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Imagine you're on a beach.
Just imagine.
Oh, so much to talk about. Lots of things going on in
our
little
world. Let's wrap up 90 Day, can we?
Oh my God.
Just wrap up 90 Day really quick, like 5 sentences or less.
30 minutes of that show is Jasmine going,
it was 3 hours. I know. Ridiculous.
You know, it's funny. As much as I don't like Igor, Justin, he seemed very spot on of like, okay, you have Jasmine, and then you have Nikki, who is just a Jasmine.
And did Jasmine say somewhere she would go after Nikki if she was gay or something like
that? Yeah, she did, online somewhere.
I was going like, what the hell? Okay, everything. The sister's pregnant.
Yeah, the show was generally pretty boring otherwise.
They had to develop issues.
That's why we had to listen to Jasmine cry
for
30 minutes.
They had to bring Brandy out to,
right.
You know, they had to create their drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of.
Nick and Devin were such a bust on the show.
Like, they did nothing.
There was no. Devin's
looking great.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing is Piggy. That's all they had.
Yeah, that's all they had. Evidently, he's moved to Atlanta. He's got a job. You know, I'm like, okay, I guess he could leave his mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
And so there were nothing.
Yeah.
Right. And Annalie and Clayton were really nothing.
It wasn't much.
If they didn't bring Brandy out in the stripper clips, you know, we wouldn't have that there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Citra and Sam, evidently Sam's quite the man. He can definitely get it up and get it in and
I guess so.
Do some business.
It was interesting because, you know, of course, they do these things that I think they want to provoke a response.
Of course, because they got to
like, you know,
drama.
Gino and Jasmine and that whole thing. Well, they tried to do the same thing with Annalie and Clayton. They didn't really get a response from Clayton.
No.
He was just like, I think he kind of just knew and whatever. And then they really tried with Citra and Sam, the whole thing about him having a one-night stand.
As an Uber driver or whatever, whatever.
Right.
And she's like, well, it's okay.
Yeah, right.
She is a little horn dog, let me tell you. She's the kinky end of this. She would be going to the sex shop with whoever on, that's another show you don't watch. The, not Happily Ever After, but, The Pillow Talk.
Okay, yeah.
There's a couple that went to a sex shop, and she's like, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. But then, well, somebody did on our show, did they?
Well, on Diaries they did. The ones, I forget her name.
Oh, that's right.
He had knee surgery or leg surgery.
Oh, that's
or something
right. Diaries they did.
Yeah. The other couples really, you know, like you had a little bit of Manuel and Ashley in this
very
one.
Little, and Manuel is pretty chill.
Yeah, he's definitely
like,
high.
He's like, yeah, I'm fine right here. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, right. So there really wasn't. It's almost like they had this. They were stretching, looking for material.
They were
for
really
this
stretching,
two
and
episodes.
I don't know to this minute if Nikki and Igor are broken up or engaged or whatever.
Or happily married somewhere.
First he says no, he never wants to, and then he says he's obsessed with her, and then it's like, no, I'm not going to go for the visa. And it's like, well, if she wants to, I don't know. I was, the whole thing, I'm going, I'm done.
I couldn't even understand half of the things he was saying. Like, and it wasn't a language thing.
No.
It was just these random things that he's saying.
But the highlight, the topper of all was Jasmine's moment, her Oscar moment of the little manila envelope.
Oh my
panties.
God.
Don't touch them. And her hands are shaking as she's reading a typewritten letter that you can keep the lip gloss. Here's it. And then when she throws them down, Nikki, I think, said, is that yeast? I'm like, what? What? You can see from 10 feet away? I'm like, what? Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, that whole thing
was That was so.
And it was, what was it? I think it was Rob who was like, it's just a crazy fan sending this shit, trying to stir stuff up.
And put it on the doorstep. I'm sure Daisy, the stripper, went, wait, he forgot my black panties.
Right.
Let me get him there.
Yeah.
No, that was ridiculous. Okay, so we're done. We'll see Happily Ever After, maybe.
Yeah,
Happily Ever I don't know how much more I can take of Jasmine until she gets an Oscar. I don't think she's going to quit.
Right, yes.
But everybody else is pretty, like, we're married, we're done. Get us out of here.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You paid for our K-1 visa, we're happy.
Just because we're touching on shows that wrapped up, and we were really talk about it much, but you did watch it.
The Traitor.
The Traitor. Nothing is as it seems.
right in the in between. The traitor. Are you a faithful or are you a traitor? I love Alan Cummings.
Yeah, Alan Cummings is great. And who was it? One of the guys impersonated him.
Oh, CT. He did a good job. He's from The Challenge, yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, I knew we were done when the fire, the whole thing at the end, and Kate said, you had to throw your thing, and do you want to settle or do you want to vote again?
Yeah.
The minute she said, I want to settle.
I know. It's like, that was the dumbest thing. It's like, okay, someone was murdered.
They know there's somebody else. So why didn't you say, nope, I want to vote again. I want to vote.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was
that sunk her boat so fast.
100%. Everybody knew exactly that she was a traitor.
And then after that, I think CT and
Trishelle
did this little mind meld thing and went, well, the two of us can split this if we vote one more time.
I think they actually had planned that out ahead of time.
Well, they said we're going to the end together.
Yeah, right.
And so when it was only the three of them, they're both looking at each other going,
yeah, I couldn't. But she does claim
MJ was really
still is mad.
She's pissed.
Like Fedra is still mad. Fedra's still mad at Dan.
Oh yeah.
There was a moment though. Trishelle claims that there was a moment where she was doubting.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, and I think she was. But then, I think once they got Kate out, and Kate was the.
Yeah, well, I think what changed her mind was he looked at her when she voted for him.
Yes, like, and he was crushed.
Yeah, he was. And but you know, this is an interesting. We talked. There was a bit that came up during the. Did you watch
the round table?
The review show or after show or whatever.
Yeah.
They talked about the gamers versus the non-gamers, and
see that's the thing.
MJ got by Trishelle and CT because they're gamers.
Right.
They had this, if you've watched The Challenge, they do this shit all the time.
All the time.
Of like making secret alliances.
And if you ever see, you never watched Shaws of Sunset.
No.
That was MJ's show.
Yeah, right.
Oh, a bunch of rich ass people just doing stupid shit. She does not forgive and forget. She will go after you. And same as Phaedra. Phaedra is lethal. And I was kind of bummed because I like Phaedra.
Yeah, Phaedra is very good. You can't just buy your way out of
whatever. No, Phaedra is, she will get you. Like she said to Dan once, something about, you know, you don't know who you're messing with. And all the ladies on Bravo know that Phaedra is like a killer.
Yeah, but poor MJ. So
poor MJ, she'll be mad forever.
Hello, ma'am. Do you know why I have pulled you over?
Well, no, officer. I really don't.
This is a very nice Rolls Royce.
It is. Yes. I'm a block away from my house. Can I just get in my parking space?
Was there a particular reason that you were driving 90 in this 25 zone?
Because I have a massage coming in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And if I'm not there, I'm going to be late. So if you will excuse me.
Ma'am, you may need
No, ma'am. Don't ma'am me.
Look, you have to understand that you cannot drive 90 miles an hour in this neighborhood. It's against the law.
What is your name, officer?
Chuck. Chuck Johnson.
Okay, do you know who I am?
Give me your license.
Do you see that house right down there?
Yeah, it's a very big house.
That is my house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. So, can I have your license and registration,
please? Here's my license, and here's a couple $100 bills.
For
your time and trouble, officer.
MJ. Okay. Well, you can hold on to those $100 bills. You can
those are not mine. Don't try and pull that on me like I gave you money. Believe me.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to fly with me.
Do you know that bribing a police officer is also another crime?
Okay, that is not a bribe.
Oh, okay.
That is for services because you are an officer in blue who is highly underpaid, and I have the means, and I'm willing to share with my community.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. However, I'm now going to charge you with that as well. So,
you know who my cousin is?
No.
Okay. If I tell you who my cousin is, you will think twice about what you're saying right now.
Let me know who your cousin is.
Oh, I'm not saying his name out loud.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Oh.
Just go back to the station.
And look it up.
No, ask anybody who's MJ's cousin. Enough said.
Okay,
may I go now, officer?
So this is like a...
Excuse me, could you just move to the side a little?
I guess I'm going...
Yes, thank you, officer. Okay. Enjoy your day.
I can see your house. Yes, I know where to find you.
They have a whole family.
Who's
they
the
have,
cousin?
They're all rich, rich, ultra rich Persian.
Oh.
I mean, they're like gold dripping off of shit.
I thought it was like Osama bin Laden.
No.
Like,
they all
okay.
They are very, very, very wealthy family.
Oh, gotcha.
And they drop it everywhere. Their little Sunday brunch has like gold grapes hanging, and yeah, they're over the top.
Yeah. I did enjoy the show though.
Yeah,
I
did too. I enjoy Traitors.
It is funny because I've seen the UK version. I think I talked about this before.
And I have not.
They do the same things, exactly the same things.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're in the same castle.
I'm sure,
but it's. I think the lady who's on it, she's not as good as Alan is, but the lady
but they
who
all have
hosts
accents.
It,
how fun.
True. She is. I think she's like an English like star,
celebrity.
TV
yeah.
star or something like
I'm
that.
Sure.
I don't know who she is, but I believe she is some kind of. But Alan's much better.
I love Alan.
He's got a dazzling
his
wardrobe.
Outfits. Oh God, I loved him. Every one of them. His glasses matched his outfit. Mm-hmm. No, it was fun. It was very fun. I just thought it was funny that excuse me. That the faithful, the most faithful of the faithful, how they're so sure they're the most faithful of the faithful. I'm like, well, how do you know one of them's not a traitor?
Right, I know.
Why are you guys all assuming the most?
It's a very strange show. I saw. did you see the first season? Also, have you watched the first season yet? The one with Cherie, the one with Cherie, isn't it? Yeah, if you get it, probably because you now are a Peacock
now,
member.
Yeah,
Peacock
now
family,
that I subscribe.
You can watch it. And
I like
see the first
mole
season.
Too.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind
this
of the
same
thing.
Vein.
Yeah.
And but yeah, it's a very interesting thing and very hard because some of these people develop very close connections.
Yeah.
And you're lying to them, like point blank.
Well, it happens. I think there was a discussion maybe on the fire with Jeff
on fire with Jeff Probst.
On fire, yeah. How you in 18 days or something you develop these like. Mm. Live or die, you know, relationships.
Right,
it's like, I trust him with my life. It's like, you've only known him a week and a half.
Yeah, right.
But it happens because of the situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so,
right.
And evidently in Traitor, they get sent to their rooms a lot and don't get to talk together a lot.
Right.
So when they do, then they're all trying to suss out what's going on.
Right.
So yeah, they have to go to their rooms a lot and not speak to each other.
The interesting difference between the UK show, and my guess is they're probably doing the same thing on this show, they just don't show it, is they don't actually stay in the castle. There are like, they take them in cars.
Oh, they probably do this one too. They're
yeah, that's
all
what
at
I'm
hotels.
Saying. They don't ever show them.
Right.
They don't ever show them
in their room.
Doing
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Leaving. What I mean is, they don't show them leaving the castle.
Oh no!
But in the UK version of the show, they do show them leaving the castle.
I bet you $1,000 they're all going to, but in separate cars.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so
each person gets their own car,
and then they bring whoever dies into the little set room with the little chair in it, going, "Okay, read your thing. Okay, now go back to your room and order some champagne and whatever."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a fun show. I liked it.
So apparently, there will be a season 3 of
Traitors. Yeah, subscribed.
Yeah. Keep subscribing.
No kidding. Okay, so now is it time to finish up with?
Well, let's talk about we'll get to Survivor. We talk about the Amazing Race or whatever, we'll get to it. Survivor season 2. No, Survivor. We're going way back.
Let's go way back.
Season 2 was Africa, I think. South
do a time. Let's do a time warp.
Season 46, episode number 2. This was right after Jelinski.
The legend.
The legend.
We just
the
call
monster.
Him Jelinski. He does have another name, but I don't know what it is.
Was voted
David
out.
Or something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jelinski was gone, so now we're down to...
Yeah, a lot of this episode, and I think it just happens because, you know, they edit it in a way because this is what's important.
Right.
But they spent a lot of time on the Banu tribe, which is Jelinski's tribe, and there's just a lot going on with them, and they're kind of the loser tribe so far this season.
They are the loser
Kenzie
tribe.
And Banu. I don't know what to make of Banu.
He's a, you know, I thought I was going to really like him.
Yeah.
And now I'm going, dude, you are trouble. He's at that campfire just yapping his stupid mouth off. I'm going, stop. He's too emotional.
Right, yeah.
He's too emotional. He's got to shut his trap.
Yeah. The other kind of thing that got focused on in this episode, uh-huh. even though they didn't really need to, was Venus. And
I know.
I wanted to like her because right. It felt like she was the one being picked on right. or
just
whatever.
Just because she's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's a little bit of a drama queen.
She is a little bit things. Of a drama queen. Yeah.
You know, it's like you're making issues. Like after the challenge, which they won, by the way, right. or came in first or second. After the challenge, she's complaining about them running over her foot accidentally. And it's like, shit happens.
I kept saying left and you guys went straight and ran over my foot.
Right.
Yeah. No, she's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Banu, I really wanted to like him, and now he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of his little rant at the last tribal. And everybody is looking at him like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he doesn't have any ability to kind of hold his cards.
Or read the room or anything.
The problem is there's only four of them now.
And so left. He is definitely next.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I feel for Q and Kenzie and Tiffany.
Right.
Who probably would be a decent force otherwise.
And they'll probably all make it to the merge. At first they were going to get rid of Kenzie, and I'm glad they changed their mind on that, sort of.
Yeah, right.
Because that would have been quite a blindside. But they were right, and Jess is just not a team player. She doesn't know how to...
Yeah, she's a little quirky, I think.
She's very quirky, yeah, and I thought they were going to have a double, and both of them were going to go Banu and her. Oh. It's like, okay, get me...
Well, I almost wondered when it got down to it. I almost wondered...
I thought they were going to change.
Well, no. When Jeff said it's time to vote, I almost wondered if Jessica was just going to stand up and say, nope, okay, I'm good. I'm out. Good. I know it's me.
I know. So. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Yeah.
Right.
I thought for a brief second, the way they were all giving him the side eye, that they were all going to vote him out.
Yeah.
And then I went, and then when he said, we're sticking with the plan, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah, he was really ridiculous.
But the way he had to get up and run around and, what should I do? Mm-hmm. What should I do? That looks so desperate.
Yeah.
It's like you cannot even figure your brain
he's
out.
A little bit of a nervous Nelly and all that.
Yeah.
So.
And the fact that he had to ask three different people what he should do. It's like, okay, wait a minute.
Right.
So anyway, we skipped way ahead of
we
that.
We skipped way ahead of
okay,
that.
Okay, so that was that scene. That was that episode.
What else came up in this one? Tevin. Tevin is going to end up getting voted out because he's too much of a big
character. He's too
character.
Much of the center of attention, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's likable, but he might be too much.
Yeah. What is Soda's job?
I like Soda.
Yeah. Because she's sort of in cahoots with Tevin a bit.
Right, yeah.
But... I believe she's the smarter of the two in terms of how she's playing.
And what team is Charlie on? Charlie's Angels.
Is that Tiffany? That's... Siga. So Charlie is Charlie, Maria, Jamila, Ben, the rock star.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Tim.
Oh, that's right. The Metallica versus Taylor Swift. I thought that was lovely. They were entertaining everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody kept going. They can keep going. They're still going. They're still going. Right. They're still going.
107 to 106.
I know.
I could, even my favorite band, I could probably only come up with 20 songs if I was lucky.
I could come up with the Beatles, maybe 10 if I was lucky.
Right, yes.
And I love the Beatles. Uh-huh. Anyway, it was the challenge was something else, though, because of the ending. That took forever.
Oh, the holding up the things. Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Yes, that was, and I imagine exhausting because it's like,
holding things above your head.
Finally, one of the tribes got it smart because the thing is they both kept trying to do the same thing, which was build it from the sides, but it's too tall in the middle.
Too tall in the middle, and finally, because they're not squares, they're wedges.
Yeah. So I think finally, I think the tribe that won, I think...
they just kept holding it up from one end and going
around. Yeah, Nami figured out to do like three quarters of one side.
And then
do the other side.
Right.
And then you don't have to put a piece in the middle.
In the top middle.
Because, that you can't reach.
Because it's at the bottom, it's like this. And so until you get on top of it and set it in, you can't get it in there.
Yeah.
And then when they had it and stepped back and it was spelled wrong.
Oh.
Jesus.
Well, and they blamed Jessica for that.
Yeah. And I saw at one point that they self-corrected. One team had the pee sideways.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I kept going, oh, God, don't let him get all the
soda,
way done.
Soda did that.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, please let somebody find that before you get done. Mm-hmm. That would be disappointing, to say the least.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was fun. Who made a fire? Ben.
Oh, Ben made a ben fire made and a cried.
He was so proud of himself. I loved it.
Yeah. I like Ben a lot. They haven't really featured him much
Not
yet.
Not too much, but he's a
I
cool
like him
dude.
A lot. Yeah.
He's a cool
yeah.
dude.
I don't know how well he'll do in the game.
And I do like Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Charlie reminds me of, who was our whiz on the last one that knew all the puzzles?
Oh, right. I forget his name, but yeah.
Whatever. That's who Charlie reminds me of.
I'll soon forget.
He's playing both sides. He's got an alliance on both sides. He's like, okay. Okay, I got this.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting season because really the people that, like, I think Q is a great guy, but I don't think he has any chance to win the game because he's already down two members on his team. And the only chance he has is to join up with...
If there's a merge, that's what I mean. If they can get to...
Yeah, Q, I think that he really needs to get in with another tribe.
They need to get to that merge. And it seems like the merge is always so far away, but right now when one team's down to four already, it's like, okay, well, what if it gets down to two or three?
Well, the other thing which they will often do is switch the tribes
up. That's right.
Which then jacks up my sheet.
I know, but my sheet, I'm going to keep it so we know who their original colors were.
Right, and then you can fix it.
And then we'll readjust it and still show who their original colors are.
Right.
So did you put a little two next to Jesse?
I wouldn't need to do that, but yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's been fun thus far. So we lost Jesse in this one.
We still don't even know anybody because all we've seen is the losing tribe, really.
Pretty much.
For the most part.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that, the one other thing which I thought was kind of funny was Liz and Mariah were the two who sat out of the challenge.
Yes.
And they're like talking, they're making their own alliance over there.
I know, and I'm going, well, that's smart. Liz, I'm not a fan of. Liz is, I'm so smart and I have five companies.
Oh, that's the stupidest
strategy
I have ever heard.
Liz, the star of the show.
I don't need the money. I'm just here for the
Yeah, I don't need the money.
All right, you're voted out.
Nothing would piss me off more than to hear somebody say, I don't need the money.
That's why they all lie and say, oh, I'm a bartender or whatever.
You don't say you're a lawyer that makes 300 grand a year or whatever. I have five companies and I've done this and I'm just here for the fun.
That's the kind of thing that annoys me because I don't think she's watched Survivor
ever
in her life.
Ever. And she would do good things with it, though, if she won.
Good.
I'm like,
Go take your five companies and do
good things. Exactly. So, no, I'm not a fan of Liz right now. But we've got to get another team to lose so we can even this out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or else we're just going to have two teams.
Right, yeah.
Okay, you go on this team and you go on that team. Okay, we're still good.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
So that's it. Good season so far. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
And then just a few minutes, just because we happen to have it here. Coming up next week, this week? Maybe is it this week?
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday night, the season premiere of The Amazing Race.
Amazing Race. We've got some interesting people. We've got a father-daughter.
Yeah.
You know, we've got...
the one couple that I was kind of intrigued by...
Who's that?
...is the last one on the list. Chris Foster and Mary Cardona Foster.
Isn't that the father-daughter?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is a receptionist. He doesn't look like a receptionist. He is the receptionist.
Well, that's because his daughter's a marketing manager and he answers the phone.
That's what I'm assuming.
That's what I'm assuming.
Right, yeah.
And then, but it did seem like we have, not over the top, but generally some more mature teams.
Yeah.
We've got a 57-55, we've got 41, we've got 46.
Right,
we've got 40. I mean, it seems like sometimes before they're all like 20, 25, 30.
So what
32.
You're saying is we're watching Golden Amazing Race.
Not yet, because I'm not there. I'm not
almost
on. Yeah. Now when we see 72 and 75 best friends, 71 and 72 married 50 years.
Right.
You know, then that'll be golden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it, you know, at least on the surface, and I'm hoping the show is interesting and amazing and all that. But at least on the surface, I was going through these and I'm like, everybody seems okay.
I want to know who Anthony and Bailey recruit for.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of recruiters are they? Scientology?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what does that mean, recruiters? And they both do it and they're both 26.
Right.
20. So how much experience do you have recruiting? Or what is your recruitment thing? Yeah.
Yeah, there really isn't anything. You know, you have a retired chief of police and a retired sheriff lieutenant.
Right. We've got anesthesias.
Yeah, you've got the Air Force pilots and best friends.
I love the Global Strategy and Operations Lead.
Oh, right.
And investigator for the U.S. Navy Special Operations. Mm-hmm. We've got some inside info with those two. Yeah.
This is very mean at first. But so I always, I look at the pictures and I'm putting the data in.
Yeah.
I saw the picture of these two, Maya and Rohan.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, nice. They have a special needs boy on the show. But apparently he's getting his master's in something.
Yeah. I think it's just a bad photo. Yeah, bad photo. Bad photo.
It looks fun.
I don't hold much hope out for Danny and Angie.
Danny and Angie, mother
and daughter, son or something.
Oh, yeah. She looks like,
I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Got Air Force pilots.
Yeah, you've got athletes.
Double Dutch aerobics people. I love that. Yeah. Those people have stamina. They do. I'm serious. That's hardcore shit.
Yeah, you've got some young bucks there. Former NFL player.
We got our gay couple who are preschool teachers and food stylists. I love it.
And they have matching shirts.
I know. I love it. They're little Aloha shirts.
So, yeah, very excited to get into Amazing Race. Always fun to watch.
I look forward to this even more than Survivor, usually.
Yeah.
To be honest, just because they get to go places, not go back to camp with your torch.
That's right.
They get to go places.
So, I think actually Happily Ever After must start. I think it starts Sunday.
I think so.
People just talk about it without talking about Gino and Jasmine.
I mean, I'm with you now. I'm so over her. She's going so over the top now.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
The whole Daisy and the...
She and Nikki need their
own... He never hugged me like that. Oh, yes, he did, sister.
She and Nikki need their own show.
They do. Seriously.
Well, that's all we got. We'll be back next week with Amazing Race Survivor, 90 Days Something or Other.
Oh, God.
Whatever else we can come up with.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. Nothing is as it seems. Caught in the in-between. And shadows disguise. And I don't know why. Nothing is as it seems. Something got a hold of me. Lying in a bed of thieves. What is reality? Bent and broken, left it wide open. Everything's crashing down. Standing here frozen, truth is showing. And I know now, nothing is as it seems. Nothing as it seems. Nothing is as it seems.
of disguise, and I don't know why. Nothing is as it seems.